We tip off our Project Milwaukee series today, focusing on barriers that prevent some Milwaukee Public School students from succeeding. We asked WUWM News intern Andy Ambrosius to gather recollections of former MPS students. So he headed downtown to the Milwaukee MATC campus, where he found several graduates who've moved on to the next phase of their lives. Their memories of MPS are mixed.
My name is Robert Manise. I went to Vincent High School. I'm going here for engineering classes right now, and I wish I did better so I can go to like a D1 college like UWM or Marquette, but you know, it's a very good environment around here. No troubles, everybody does what they're supposed to do, and everybody be on time and does their work. And
is that different from MPS?
Very different from MPS. High school was very, very crazy, a lot of fighting and talking back to teachers and people not focusing on doing work. And
whose fault do you think that is?
I think that's the students' fault for not letting the teachers teach. I think parents are about, out of the 100%, 25% of the reason why students act how they act right now, because parents don't get on their students and tell them to work. Both of my parents dropped out of high school. I mean, I wanted to be better than them. You know, I don't want to be how my parents were when they were my age. I want to be a better man, you know, and do my work and be successful in life.
Do you feel like you got a good education from MPS?
It depends on the teacher. I had a lot of good teachers, you know. I think I had a all right MPS education, you know.
Taisha Harris. I completed high school. I'm just getting an associate's degree right now in liberal arts and sciences.
What MPS school did you go to?
Rufus King High School. In general, I did get a good education, you know. Even though I'm, you know, here at MATC, I wanted to take it slow. Generally, yeah, I did get a good education. I did come out with something, you know, and a little bit, then a little bit of nothing. So you market being the best, and you aren't the best at all. You don't have enough books. You don't have enough staff. I mean, you're cutting staff when you don't have enough as it is. And I don't know, it's just getting ridiculous. And all the kids, I mean, what are our kids are going to do? You know, the next generation and whatnot, so I don't know. They just need to improve better. I mean, education is the future, so we need to do better.
My name is just Vang.
What school did you go to?
Hamilton High School.
And what year did you graduate?
2009. They keep the kids in when they don't want to be in, you know what I mean? Plus, they need more parent involvement. They say it's the teachers, but it's basically the parents of the students. That's basically it. That's my opinion.
My name is Cecilia Rodriguez. Now I'm going for interpreter technician, which is sign language. Well, I went to a couple different schools. I went to a suburban school, and then I went to a private school, and then I ended up at Hamilton. And there was a totally complete difference. I know I found myself sitting in classes that I was like, you know, I've learned this stuff in like 7th, 8th grade. Why am I still learning this? So I kind of didn't put a lot of effort into it. But then like the classes that I really liked that caught my attention, those are the ones I focused on. But yeah, I walked into one class and kids are throwing papers at the teacher and cussing at her, and they're not even paying attention to what the teacher's teaching. She couldn't even teach. There's a lot of classes like that, but then there are good classes where students are learning something, but those are AP classes. Those I really learned something, like I really had to put an effort into it. I think a lot of parents send their kids to school thinking, oh, I'll let the teacher deal with them. And then when they're getting bad grades, it's kind of like they don't even care. The parents alone. I mean, teachers, I've seen teachers, their face is turning red and they're so passionate about it, but students just don't care. And I think it's just, yeah, they have this atmosphere at school, but what is it like at home? It shouldn't just be the teacher's fault. I have a friend and she hardly went to school. Barely, and somehow she still managed to graduate, which doesn't make sense. Because then you have kids there all the time that are putting an effort, and then some of them didn't pass, and they're there. But she was, like, never there and never did her work, and she still graduated.